Join me, Dr. Panico, with Cindy Lauper and Chef Michelle Bernstein to talk about plaque psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis, the potential connection and risk of developing permanent joint damage.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur.
Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com/Cindy.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Welcome to Ireland.
Thank you. I'm so glad. Can you transport me there for real?
Do you know what? I would do. And do you know what I was thinking, actually? There's loads of places in Ireland with the name Brooks in them. So, like, I could take you on a whole tour. Like, there's a hotel near my office called Brooks Hotel.
Oh, I would go on this tour.
My friends got married in Brook Lodge Hotel in Wicklow.
Oh, my God.
Near where my wife is from, there's a little estate called Brookwood. You could go there. I mean, there's so many places.
I love that. I have to come. Yeah, I do really want to come to Ireland.
Well, we'd love to have you. Congratulations on a Minecraft movie. This is so much fun.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I did. And you are in a Minecraft movie. Do you have any idea how many cool points you're getting with the gamers and also every kid on Earth?
I am nervous to take my child to the playground. It's about to get real.
People be like,
but I'm excited.
Dawn!
I know. If you're going to have anybody on your side, you need the kids.
Dawn is so cool. So she begins life as, she's got a couple of jobs going. She's a real estate agent. She's also got a mobile petting zoo. How's Danielle with that kind of animal involvement?
How is Danielle?
Yeah.
As long as there's an animal wrangler around, I'm just fine.
Okay. So you can have a llama sitting in your car in your passenger seat as long as there's a wrangler.
I did it.
Did you really?
There were moments where I was like, am I getting paid enough? Not quite sure. But because that llama's butt was just right there in that car. But no, I really enjoy the spontaneity of the animals. You never know what they're going to do. The goats tried to steal the show so many times, being so noisy.
Yes.
I like that. It's fun.
And Steve has a wolf in this movie called Dennis. My favorite thing in the world, I have to say, is animals with human-sounding names. So I had a dog called Lorna for 17 years.
I just got my first dog.
Congratulations.
My daughter, thank you, named the dog Bibi for Belinda Cinderella.
Oh, a full name.
Full name. Belinda Cinderella. And so we shortened it to BB to make a little more sense in the house. So I'm here for it. I have heard that's a thing. Human names, people judge it like it's a bad thing or not.
I think it's the greatest thing. There's a dog where I live and her name, she's a female dog. Her name is Geraldine. And my favorite thing is to hear her owner just going, Geraldine, come on. Like, this is so great.
That is a cute name, though.
On the movie itself, how much of the set is built and how much is added afterwards? Because if I know the Weta guys, who are the people who did Lord of the Rings, who did this stuff, they like to build things.
There you go, man. Yeah, I mean, it was incredible. Like, I think that was the two groups that I was mostly impressed with was the art department and the stunts, because the scale in which they made these trees and brought them to life, the cherry orchard trees, bringing them up, the houses, as you can see behind me, the pumpkins were square, the carrots were square. I mean, and it was the size of like a football field.
Wow.
So it was pretty impressive to step on set. And I have to say, at first, they brought us all the way to New Zealand. So I'm thinking we're going to be doing a lot of exterior shot. We were on that stage 95% of the time.
Yes.
So shout out to them for creating this crazy, massive world.
Shout out to your T-shirt, Mr. JB, sitting on your T-shirt right
there.
No,
we missed today. He's looking a little grumpy because he's sick.
It's okay. He's allowed to be sick. But is Jack Black on set as Jack Black as we all hope Jack Black is going to be?
Better.
Wow.
Like, three times. Like I say, we all know how talented Jack is. Multiply that by three, and that's his personality. Like, wow. Like that's how good a person he is. So Jack's the best. Like, I'm really grateful to have him now in my circle of peeps I can call. He's just a good dude. Thank God.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we need those people in the world.
Well, big love to Jack. I hope he feels better soon. Big love to you as well, Danielle. Don't forget, come for that Brooks tour. We're going to work it all out. It'll be amazing.
Ireland wants you. Look, I'm going to be finding you in a DM.
Okay, do it.
Like I said, I was coming.
Danielle, great to talk to you. Congratulations. Talk soon.
Dave Moore on Today FM.